Hawaii.
继续经历什么叫在主里面彼此切实的相爱。
And continue to experience what is loving each other in Jesus Christ.
我也经历到、啊、弟兄姐妹这种的热诚的追求，特别是在大专团契、啊。
I also experience brother and sister, they're making effort to become a better Christian, especially in the college fellowship.
每个礼拜五，哎呀，大家尽情的赞美神啊，真心的来见证神，一起火热来追求，何等的美，何等的善。
And every Friday, everybody just gather together and they give their full-hearted worship God and devote their life to the God. It's so beautiful.
那个时候呢，我们就、从一个婴孩被人照顾，慢慢的成长，也成为、去服侍神。
So during that time, we were like a baby being taken care of by others. Then we continue to grow into somebody we can take care of some others as well.
你也看到，真的是、领人、做门徒、啊、真的是属灵的前辈在我们的身上付出了很多的爱，很多的、这个心血。
So we can see in the process of making disciples, our spiritual mentors invest a lot of their time in our life.
那后来92年呢，我又考回了圣地亚哥的交响乐团。
Later in 1992, I went to San Diego's symphony orchestra.
那93年的时候呢，就发生了一件事情，改变了我的人生。
And in 1993, there's one thing took place that changed my whole life.
因为那一年的夏天呢，就听说我的岳父，这个肝癌晚期了。
Because that summer, I heard my father-in-law had the late stage of liver cancer.
Yeah, 我们从86年出国，一直到93年没有回去过。
From early 1986 to 1993, we never went back to China.
正好夏天乐团放假，我们就全家赶快回去。那个时候我们已经有三个孩子。
And during the summer vacation of the symphony orchestra, we took this opportunity to travel back to China. And that time, we already had three children.
到了北京，就是看到我的岳父已经是非常的消瘦了。
We got to Beijing, and we saw my father-in-law was very thin, very fragile.
我们尽量的花时间跟他在一起。
We tried to spend time with him.
但是当我们要回来的时候
，But before we return.
我看到他是一个非常刚强的人。
I saw he's a very tough man.
他是一个军人，也曾经是一个足球运动员。
He was a soldier and was a football player.
但是当他知道他所最喜欢的大女儿要离开他，而且他知道这是最后一面的时候。
But when he learned his oldest daughter is going to leave her, so she's the most favored daughter.
他就抱着她痛哭、
啊、And he hold her and crying a lot.
我看到一个人、啊、真是在面对死亡的时候那种的无奈那种的伤感。
I saw when people face the separation, face the death, how hopeless they could be.
如果我们不认识耶稣基督我们真的是没有出路。
If we don't know Jesus, there's no hope for us.
在这个期间呢，我也回到我的老家上海。
And during this time, I went back to Shanghai, my hometown.
我走在那个南京路上，那个时候都是黑压压一片人呢，人挤人呢。
I walk in Nanjing Road, it's the downtown Shanghai. There's lots of people there.
那我就比人高一个头啊，我看上去都是一黑压压一片头。
Because I was taller than many people, I see lots of black heads.
我走在北京的王府井也是一样的，黑压压一片头啊。
And I walk in the 王府井, the downtown Beijing, and same thing happened. I saw lots of people, lots of black heads.
那个时候就好像有个声音在我的里面在回响，他说：“你知道，这每一天有多少人离开世界，他们不认识耶稣，他们要走向何方呢？”
And during that time, there's a voice coming to my heart. You know, how many people will leave their life, and where are they going?
神就在我的心中不断的在做感动的工作。
And God continued working in my heart to change me.
回来一个月啊。
One month after I returned.
在八月十号的时候，也就是我生日的时候。
On August 10th, it's also my birthday.
那天我坐在乐团里头练习。
I was playing my practice my violin in an orchestra.
我觉得我一点力气都没有了。
I felt I was very weak.
我觉得我职业音乐家的生涯到此为止。
I feel as a professional musician, this is the end.
我觉得神要呼召我，
I believe God.
向人去宣告。 坟墓不是人的终点，耶稣基督才是生命的主宰。
God is calling me to proclaim, graveyard is not the end of your life, and only Jesus Christ is your Lord.
后来我就辞职离开乐团，我就去读神学院，同时也在教会继续的服事。
Then I resigned from orchestra, I went to seminary while serving in the church as well.
那很多的人，信主的人说，哎呀，你信心很大。
And many believers said, you have great faith.
不信主的，我的那些音乐界的朋友说，你走火入魔了。
And those non-believers, my friends in orchestra said, you're insane.
我说两者都不是。
I said, neither of them.
我说都是因为神的恩典。
It's all because of the grace of the Lord.
如果不是我经历到神的那个丰富的恩典，他的对我生命的改变，我是没有这个信心踏出这一步。
Without experiencing the abundant grace of Lord, I don't have that faith to step forward.
我在读神学的时候，我就是没有，就是离开了全职的工作。
In the seminary, I stay away from a full-time job.
我的太太有三个孩子，她也就是在家里要照顾孩子。
My wife had three children, and she had to stay at home.
那我怎么生活呢
？And how do I make a living?
我还住在我们那个美国房东家。
And I still live in my American landlord's house.
他依然让我免费的住在那个地方。
He still provides the housing for free.
神也借着教会的弟兄姐妹给我一些的供应。
And God used brother and sister to provide our life.
所以我在读神学四年时候一无所缺。
So during my 4 years in the seminary, I lacked nothing.
真的是神的恩典。
It's really grace of the Lord.
那么我读完了以后呢，就留在教会。
After graduating from the seminary, I stayed in the church.
在93年我去读神学的时候，我们教会就开始在 UCSD 附近有一个学生的团契。
In 1993, our church had a student fellowship in UC San Diego.
非常像我们的大专团契。
It's very much similar to our college fellowship.
每个礼拜五我们就做饭，邀请这些的学生学者来参加。
And every Friday we cook and invite those students and scholars to join the fellowship.
我们一起敬拜，我们一起做见证，我们一起有福音性的查经。
We worship together, witness together, we study Bible together.
神的灵在工作，神的爱在涌流，很多人信主。
And God's love, God's spirit is working in us, and many people believed Jesus.
每天晚上都有新来的，有的时候有十几个、二十几个。
And every evening, there's a newcomer, sometimes 10, sometimes 20.
后来我们数了一下，就是说如果平均每晚上有十个人，一年就500多个人。
And later we counted, if there are average 10 people each night, there will be in total 500.
十年就5000个人。
10 years, there will be 5,000 people.
在那个地方，福音的种子被撒出去。
And in that place, the seed of gospel was spread.
后来这个团契不断的发展，2000年呢，我们就决定在那里成立一个分堂。
And the fellowship continued to grow, so in 2000, we decided to plant a church there.
那我就成为分堂的牧师。
And I became the pastor of that church.
2001年我被安立。
And 2001, I was ordained.
就一直在那里服事。
And served there as a pastor.
也经历到神的恩典，经历到神使教会的成长。
And experienced God's grace, how God made the church grow.
在那个时候我也意识到做门徒的重要，我跟一些的弟兄就开始，弟兄姐妹就开始，礼拜天的晚上我们有一个提摩太小组一起追求做主的门徒。
And during that time, I realized the importance of making disciples. So every Friday night, a bunch of brothers and sisters, we form a Timothy fellowship. We get together, learn to become disciples.
那我蒙召的时候呢，神把两方面的感动放在我的里头。
And when I was called, God gave me, touched me twice.
一方面就是牧养在北美的华人教会。
On one side, God wanted me to shepherd Chinese in North America.
另一方面呢，神感动我有一天要回到自己的原居地，这个祖国，向同胞去见证耶稣基督。
And another thing God touched me is one day I will go back to my homeland to share gospel with my countrymen and to witness the gospel before them.
我发现出于神的呼召啊，它不会消失，它会越来越强。
I found the calling from God will never disappear; it will become stronger and stronger.
所以在这个2006年左右啊，我这个感动很强，我就跟教会说，我说再过7年我要回中国去传道。
So around 2006, I still have that strong calling within me. I told my church, I told them, 7 years later, I'm going to go to China to have my mission trip there.
他们好像半信半疑啊。
And they are half believed.
反正还有七年嘛。
They said, well, whatever, this is to 7 years.
不过我每年都跟他们讲，还有六年了，还有五年了，还有四年
了。But every year I remind them, there's 6 years left, 5 years left, 4 years left.
最后一年，我说我明年真的要走了。
And last year I told them, next year I will really leave this church.
哦，他们说狼真的来了。
And they said, oh, the wolf really come.
那所以我就在2013年的时候。就辞职、这个教会的主任牧师，我就去到中国。
So in 2003, I resigned as a senior pastor of the church. I went to China.
那在这个过程中，我就也在想，我去哪儿啊
？And in the process, I'm thinking, where shall I go in China?
我去那儿做什么呀
？What shall I do there?
啊，那真的是出于神的，他会一步一步的带领。
And if it's out of God's calling, He will guide you step by step.
我以为啊，我去就像好像开始这个团契一样，跑那里传福音，从零开始带几个人信主，在这个楼里开始一个家庭教会。
I thought going there maybe just like starting a fellowship in America. I just go get people together. We start a Bible, bring some people to Jesus, and start a gathering in the building.
但是呢，在我去回神学院进修的时候，有一门课改变了我的观念。
But when I was studying the seminary, there was one course changed me.
这个课的名字叫做 The Power of Community. 就是一个信仰群体所发出来的能力啊。
The course name is Power of Community.
那有一个客座的讲员来跟我们分享，他们的见证。
A guest speaker came to us and shared with us their testimonies.
他们是有一群的像宣教士一样的人啊，他们有感动，就进到了圣地亚哥downtown周边的一个非常糟糕的地区。
They were like this group of people is like missionaries. They went to a downtown San Diego. It's a very terrible place.
那个地区充满了三种人。
That place was filled with three kinds of people.
一个就是这个吸毒的人。
One is drug addicts.
一个就是非法移民。
The second is illegal immigrants.
你知道我们那个城市旁边就是墨西哥。
our city is next to Mexico, as you all know.
第三种人就是妓女。
The third one is prostitutes.
所以那个是很糟糕的一个地区。
That is a very terrible.
但是他们就领受了这个使命，他说我们要住在那个地方。
But they received this calling from God. They said that we are going to settle down there.
我们要靠着圣灵的能力，我们去影响、去改变这个社区。
We're going to influence that community with the power of the Holy Spirit.
他们有的人是好像宣教士，有教会支持。
Some of them are missionary. They are supported by their own churches.
有的人呢，就是他有很高的学历，他可以在 Qualcomm 成为一个收入很好的一个工程师或者是高管。
Some are highly educated scholars. They can work in high tech companies with a big salary.
但是他们就选择到这个地区，到一个杂货店做一个收银员。
But they just decided to settle down in this small place and work in a store and be a cashier.
他就是要跟这个人建立一个关系，去影响他们。
Because they want to build a relationship with people in the community to influence them.
他们白天的时候就宣教士就出去跟人建立关系。
During day, the missionaries will went out build up relationship with people there.
傍晚的时候，他们就在那个小巷子里面啊，平时充满了吸毒的人。
And in the evening, they went to the alleys, which was filled with drug addicts.
哦，他们就出去跟他们做一些体育的活动，打打球啊等等，跟他们建立关系。
They went out to play sports with them, and build up relationship with them.
在晚上，他们就在那里敬拜、赞美啊，周围的人都可以知道他们是一个基督徒的群体。
And in the evening, they're worshiping, praising the Lord there, and everybody around them know they are a Christian fellowship.
周末的时候呢，他们就组织各样的踢足球啊，那些墨西哥人很喜欢踢足球。踢完球以后呢，就烧烤啊，跟他们传福音。
Over the weekend, they are going to play football because those Mexicans they love it. And after playing football, they are going to have barbecue together.
那些的妓女呢，他就鼓励他们去找一个正常的工作，因为他们都没有自信去 interview。他们就陪他们去，告诉他们怎么样重新的能够回到社区。
And they encourage those prostitutes to find a decent job and help them to train them how to find a job. 几年以后啊，这个社区真的是改变了。 Several years later, the community has been transformed.
后来我们去参观的。Later
on, we visit that community.
他那边有个小公园，他说以前呢，这里常常有这个枪击的事件，甚至有人被打死的。
There's a small park, used to be have a gun shooting there, and someone even was shot in the
现在是变成一个很安全的地方。
But now it became a very safe place.
很有意思的一件事情。
It's very interesting thing.
就我的二女儿结婚的时候，他们年轻人都喜欢住在downtown的地方。
My second daughter, when he get married, you know, young people like living somewhere downtown.
有一天他跟我说，我在Golden Hill找到一个 apartment。
And one day she said, I found an apartment in Golden Hill.
这就是那个地区啊。Golden
Hill is that community.
哎呀，我说还好啊，他是现在找到的，我也还算是放心啊，因为我去过那个地方，我看到他被福音改变了。And
I feel relief because he just found it now because that place already been transformed by the gospel.
这件事情深深的震撼我。And
this issue had a great impact on me.
所以我说我回中国，我不需要从零开始。
So I said, when I go back to China, I don't need to start from scratch.
我可以到一个教会，我跟弟兄姐妹一起追求做主的门徒。
I can go to the church and try to make disciples with brother and sister.
让我们的生命得到改变，也能够改变周围的人。
And we make sure our life can be changed, and also we can change people's life around us.
所以我的使命确定了，我去哪里呢？
So my mission is determined, but where shall I go?
我的心意就是我不要去那个大的城市，因为已经有足够的属灵资源，我要去一个小的地方。So
my desire is not to go to big city because they have enough sufficient spiritual resources. I want to go to smaller places.
后来神就很奇妙的带领。And
later God miraculously guided me.
我们的青少年的牧师啊，每年会带我们的高中生到中国的一个河北地区的小城市。
Our youth pastor in our church will took the high school student to China. It's a small space, a place in Hebei, to have their mission trip.
为了安全的缘故，我就不讲那个地方了。And
for the safety issue, I'm not going to mention the name of this place.
所以我说，哎，我要回去了，我就跟你们一起回去看看呢。Then
I told the pastor, okay, I'm going back to China. I can go back with you to see China.
那是个大学生的一个团契，转变成教会，同工都非常年轻。
That's a college, that's a church transformed by through a student fellowship. The co-workers are very young.
我刚去的时候呢，因为有这个时差的，早晨两三点钟就醒过来，睡不着觉。
When I just got there, I get up at 2 or 3 o'clock, I couldn't sleep because of jet lag.
当地的弟兄姐妹说，那你早晨能不能带我们查经啊？
My brother and sister told me, can you just lead a Bible study in the morning?
我说在美国早晨查经没有人来的，我说你们会来吗？六点钟啊
！In America, Bible study in the early morning, nobody will come. I sure we were going to do the Bible study at 6:30.
他说你要带我们，我们就来呀。He
said if you are going to lead us, we're going to come.
啊，我后来我就说六点钟我们来查经。And
I said okay, let's do the Bible study at 6 o'clock.
真的有十几个人来了。And
I was surprised, over 10 people showed up.
我在那里两个礼拜，每天越来越多的人来呀。I
had been there for 2 weeks, and every day the more and more people coming to join us.
哎呀，短宣结束了，我回去了。And
after a short mission, I returned.
第二年我又去了。And
the second year I went.
还是这样，越来越多的人来。
Same thing happened, and more people came to us.
啊，我说这个地方人好像那个 Brian 啊，他们天天 study the Bible， 他天天读神的话。And
the people there, they study the Bible every day.
啊，我说这个就是我要去的地方。And
I know that's the place I need.
所以第三年呢，我就去了。So
third year I went there.
啊，我租了一个公寓房。I
rented an apartment.
我最开始的服事就是每天早晨跟弟兄姐妹一起读经。My
first service is to study Bible, reading Bible together with brother and sister in the morning.
2013年的春天一直到今天，他们还在继续。
Beginning from spring of 2003 to this day, they still continue doing that.
以前是到我住的地方。And
in the past, they came to my apartment.
现在是在 Zoom 上。Now
they're on the Zoom.
以前有20-30个人。In
the past, they only have 20-30 people.
现在有40-50个人。Now
they have 40-50 people.
感谢主啊。Praise
the Lord.
那每天早晨一个小时。
And every morning, 1 hour.
那在北方的城市， 11月份就开始下雪了。
In the northern China, in November, we will have a snow in the city already.
Yeah. 那么一下雪， 晚上就结冰了。
And when you have a snow during the day, in the evening, there will be ice on the ground.
有的弟兄姐妹要骑二十分钟的电动车到我这里来。
And some brother and sister will came to my place on their electric motorcycle for 20 minutes.
那个路上很滑呀，不安全。我们说，哎呀，我们暂停一段时间。
And the road it was very slippery, is not safe. I just told them let's stop for a while.
第二天就有人打电话说不能停啊。
And the second day, someone just called me, we cannot stop.
我们这个没有在一起的查经，我们就好像灵里头好像很。很软弱，我们需要在主里边一起。
Because we feel so weak spiritually when we do not get together to study God's word, we have to get together.
我非常的感动。
And I was very touched.
我觉得我最亲密的一群就是每天早晨在主里面一起追求的。
I feel my close people is people who were with me every morning to study God's word.
每个人的个性都不一样。
Everybody has different character.
但是在主里面，圣经有一句话叫在真道里彼此。
But there is a scripture in the Bible that says we can be united in the truth.
昨天我讲的等边三角形是不是
Yesterday I talk about triangle.
我们与神的距离越近，彼此的距离就越近。
The closer we are towards the God, the distance between us will be closer.
有很多很有趣的事情。
There are many interesting things.
我们查完经，他们就在我家里头一起做个简单的早餐，大家一起吃饭、交通，然后他们再回家上班。
After the Bible study, we will have a simple breakfast and we have more communication than they left and go to their work.
但北方人很会做面食。
And northern people are very good at
早上就和面做饼啊，这个甚至可以包饺子。
So they make a lot of flour stuff and dumplings.
但是呢，就和面的时候，大家就有不同意见了。
But when they are blending the flour, they have different opinions.
是凉水和面还是温水和面还是烫水和面
Use hot water, cold water, or the warm water.
大家都觉得自己的意见好
And everybody believes their opinion is the best.
说着说着就吵起来了
And they just start quarrel.
我说我们刚才不是讲到要彼此相爱吗
And I just remind you we need to love each other.
我们就是神让我们在这里学习啊
And God help us learn here.
所以我们就每天选出一个大厨来
So every day we assign a chef.
今天是凉水的大厨。
Today is a chef in charge.
明天是温水的大厨。
Cold water tomorrow is warm water.
感谢主啊，我们在主里边。
And praise the Lord.
一起成长。
We are growing together in the Lord.
你知道弟兄姐妹说什么
？Do you know what they said?
他说他们叫我唐老师。他说我们非常感谢你，这个带我们读神的话，真的是太美好了。
They said that we thank you so much. You guide us to study God's word. So
但是还有一点，就是说你怎么带人解决这些矛盾？对一个不可爱的人，他说这个东西非常深的，给我们有这个印象。
And this is the one more thing that's also important. How you guide us to love people, they're not lovable. This is very impressive.
其实你发现这个就是一个生命的传承。
So you see, this is a passing down of a life.
主耶稣就是这样带门徒，他花时间，他把他的爱倾注在他们的身上。
And God, Jesus making disciples this way, he spent time with them and he loved them.
白天的时候，我们就出去到公园里面去向人传福音。
And during day, we went out, we shared gospel in the park.
每个礼拜我们去一个老人院，那个时候那老人院能接待我们，我们向那些的孤孤寡的老人来传福音。
And during weekend we went to senior home, and that time is still allowed to share gospel with us.
我们刚去的时候，这群人坐在那里，他的眼睛一点生气都没有。
And beginning those people are sitting there, there's no light, no hope in their eyes.
当我们讲到神有一位主，有一位神，讲到神爱他们，差遣耶稣来为他们舍命，神要给他们永生，他们慢慢的心就被温暖起来，他们的眼睛就有生气了。
When we tell them there is a Lord, there is a God, and that He died for you and will save you, slowly and gradually you can see the light in their eyes. They can see, we can see the hope in their life.
后来这些老人有一些人就信主，还受洗。
And some of the senior people became Christians and were baptized.
真是非常的感谢主。
And I really thank God for this.
每个礼拜六，我跟那些的大学生的小组长有一个培训。
And every Saturday I will have the training for the leaders from college teams.
然后呢，我们一起吃午饭。
Then we had lunch together.
非常好的交通。
And a very good communication.
平时我也有一些的一对一、一对二的，跟一些的年轻的弟兄们一起来成长。
And among other days, I have a one-on-one or one-on-two opportunity to grow with brothers.
有一位呢，后来到了厄瓜多尔。
And one of them went to Ecuador.
那我们一直有联系，所以今年的过去这个夏天呢，我们到厄瓜多尔去短宣。
We stayed connected all these years, so this past summer we went to Ecuador for a short mission trip.
在后来的几年里头，我们又开始了一个新的事工，就是在冬天的时候到海南去向那些候鸟老人来传福音。
In the following years, we started a new ministry. We went to Hainan, it's a southern China, to share the senior people who travel from north to south.
我们在那里也是住两到三个月，跟他们生活在一起。
We stayed two or three months there and lived with them.
然后我每天上午呢，他们当中有一些是信徒的，从东北来的，我们就有一个门徒的训练。
And some of them are believers. They're from northern China, so we have a discipleship.
下午呢，我们就出去到街上向这些人来传福音。
In the afternoon, we went to the streets and shared gospel with people.
我们晚上呢，我们就到高铁的广场啊，我们有一个群体唱赞美诗。
And in the evening, we go to the city square and sing the praise.
他们说，哎，你们唱的什么歌？我们从来没听过。
And the people passing by were curious. They said, what song are you singing? We never heard it before.
真是感谢主，有很多人在那里信主得到造就。
And praise the Lord, many people became Christians and became.
我回来以后，现在有天津的一个姐妹，她还是带着一个团队，每年现在她已经去了，还在那个地方做福音的工作，甚至向当地的海南的人来做福音的工作。
And when I was here in America, there is a sister from Tianjin. She's still working there, and she's still sharing gospel there, even working the people in Hainan.
所以在这个过程当中，我真的是感受到圣灵的同在啊。
So in this process, I can feel the Holy Spirit is with me constantly.
好像这个《使徒行传》这种经历一样。
It's just like an act of gospel.
每天经历到神的同在。
Every day you experience God is being with you.
神的保守。
And God's keeping you.
哎，我常常因为有人问我，你在那里有没有危险呢？
Often people ask, "Do you encounter any danger over there?"
我说我这个人目标这么大，是吧
？I said I'm very obvious.
然后，但是我在那边七年的时间。
But I was there for 7 years.
没有人找过我的麻烦。
Nobody troubled me.
我服侍的那个学生的教会啊，他们常常被找麻烦的。
The student church I served, they get lots of trouble.
因为这个国内对于学生是抓得很紧的。
Because back in China, the government is strictly pay more attention to students.
但是他们每次都没有问到我。
But every time they didn't ask me.
当然，我也很少在主日讲道。
Of course, I rarely preach on Sunday.
因为那些的年轻的同工都很有恩赐。
Because those young coworkers, they're very gifted.
我就在后边帮助他们。
I'm just supporting them from behind.
哎，经历到神很多的保守。
I experienced lots of protection of God.
然后呢，我是2020年神带领我就是再回到美国来服侍。
In 2002, God took me back to America to serve here.
因为那边的教会同工们都建立起来。
Because church over there in China, they've been established with their co-workers.
而且我的父母在圣地亚哥，他们年纪大了，需要我的照顾。
And also because my parents were in San Diego, they needed me to take care of them.
我的妻子也是因为原因，她要照顾孩子，没法跟我过去。
And also my wife couldn't go with me because she needed to take care of our daughters.
所以呢，我就决定就2020年的这个春节的。前一天晚上我回到圣地亚哥。
So I decided on the day before the Chinese Spring Festival in 2022, I left China for San Diego.
但是你知道那一天是什么日子吗
？But do you remember which day is that day?
我从海南飞到北京转机的时候，那一天就是武汉封城的日子。
The day I flew from Hainan to Beijing is the day the government shut down Wuhan.Because of COVID.
我的机票是九月份就订的，没有人知道会有这个 pandemic.
My flight ticket was booked back in September. Nobody knew pandemic.
但是神知道。
But God knew it.
他的时间绝对不会有错的。
His timing will never be wrong.
所以那一天我就回到了美国。
So on that day, I returned to the States.
后来神带领我开始了一个美国的家庭教会。
And God continued to guide me to start a family church here in America.
你只听过中国有家庭教会。
Maybe you only heard there's a family church in China.
但是我们开始一个美国的家庭教会。
We started the American family church.
我们就专注在做主门徒。
So we focus on being the disciples of Jesus.
因为我觉得其实教会的使命可以是非常的简单。
Because I believe the mission of church can be very simple.
就是大使命。
It's just great commission.
大使命 不但是一个宣教的使命，它就是教会的使命。
Great commission is just a proclaiming gospel. It's a mission for the church.
那大使命是什么呢？就是自己做门徒，带人做门徒。
What is a great commission? Great commission is being a disciple yourself and making other disciples.
就这么简单。
That's simple.
所以我们在美国，其实我在中国宣教的时候，从2016年就开始在美国的早晨的灵修。
So when I was still doing a mission trip to China in 2016, I already started the devotion group here in America.
当时我回来美国休假的时候就开始，后来有其他弟兄姐妹一直在带领。
I started on a vacation back to America, but later on, other brother and sister, they started taking care of that.
所以现在我们每天早上都有灵修，礼拜一到礼拜五。
Every morning we have a devotion group.
然后呢，我们就说，周间呢，我们就跟从一个读经的软件，我们通读圣经。
And during the week, we just follow a Bible reading app. We just read through the whole Bible.
然后呢，我们礼拜三祷告会，我们的专注就是先求神的国和神的义。
So on Friday we have prayer meeting. We will focus on seek the kingdom of God and His kingdom of God and His righteousness.
我真的看到神奇妙的工作。
I really see the miraculous work from God.
因为一开始大家讲做门徒啊，大家都很难接受这个概念。
Because in the very beginning, everybody feel being a disciple is very difficult.
后来圣灵的感动，大家都觉得我们就应该做主的门徒。
And later on, the Holy Spirit touched everybody that they all believe we should be the disciple of Jesus.
然后大家在这个圣经的方面就有感动，就我们一起追求，真的是太美了。
And we all make an effort to study Bible. It's so beautiful.
因为有的时候自己灵修啊，过一阵就软弱了，就坚持不下去了。
Because sometimes when you do devotion by yourself, we are weak, and after a while we cannot continue.
但是早晨的灵修，大家一起分享啊，非常的火热。
But in our morning devotion group, everybody's sharing.
现在我们的早晨的灵修是跨教会的。
So now our morning devotion is across churches.
我告诉你，有加拿大的。
There is a church from Canada.
有厄瓜多尔的。
Ecuador.
有美国东岸的。
From East Coast.
还有中国的。
And also from China.
当然是他们的晚上的时间。
Of course, it's their evening time.
然后最近呢，有两个姐妹，她说：“哎呀，我们在读这个《列王记下》。”
And recently, a sister said we are reading 2 Kings.
我们自己读的时候好像读不出什么东西。
When we read ourselves, it's not much there.
我们自己一起分享说，哎呀，我怎么看到以前从来没有看到的东西呢？
When we get together to read it, to share it, and I see something I never saw before.
有两个姐妹不能有事不能上，但是她说我不想 miss.
There are two sisters, they couldn't make it, but they said, we don't want to miss it.
她说你能不能把它录下来发给我？
And they told me, can you record it and send it to me?
我真的是感谢神，神的工作非常奇妙。
Praise the Lord for God's miraculous.
现在我觉得第二步就是神要带领我们在这个圣灵与圣灵同行，被圣灵充满，被圣灵掌控。
And now the second step is walking with the Holy Spirit, be controlled, be filled up by the Holy Spirit.
那第三个步骤就是说，真的是能够活出基督的爱来。
And the third step is to live out the love of Jesus Christ.
因为如果你不连于神呢，这个爱都是表面的，都是很快会枯竭用光的。
Because if we don't stay connected with God, our love is very superficial. It will die down pretty quickly.
但是你如果在真理中与神相连，在圣灵中与神同行，那神的爱就从你里面慢慢的流露出来。
But if you stay connected with God, in truth and walk with the Holy Spirit, God's love will flow out from you.
所以彼得这个他最后讲的两个 character 是爱弟兄的心，爱众人心，我想不是偶然的。
So Peter mentioned the last two characters is a loving heart for brother and loving heart for all people.
真正基督的爱是一个基督生命最高的表现。
The true Christian love is a demonstration of a Christian life.
那我的时间也差不多到了哈。
My time is almost up.
我今天呢，也谢谢教会给我这个机会啊，能够跟大家一起来见证分享神的道，见证神在我这个 非常卑微软弱的人身上他的工作。
I thank church, thank everyone for giving me this opportunity to share the message, to witness what God has done on me, a humble person.
我最后呢想跟大家一起啊用一首的诗歌来回应神对我们的大爱，就是献上活祭。
I want to invite you all to respond to God's love by singing a hymn, Living Sacrifice, the Living Sacrifice.
我想这首歌很熟啊。
I think you all know this song pretty well.
愿我们真是从心里头发出对神的感恩、赞美和把自己再次的献上。
May there will be love and gratitude from the bottom of our heart and praise the Lord.